My name is Lee Storo. I'm running for re-election to the Chapel Hill Town Council. I'm really proud of the work that I've done as a council member since I was elected in 2011, but also know that there's more work that we need to do to create a livable, thriving, vibrant community here in Chapel Hill. I'm currently our youngest council member. I was first elected to the town council shortly after graduating from UNC as an undergraduate in 2011. Especially since we're a college town, I think having diverse perspectives and diverse voices on our council is really important. I'm really proud to have helped be a leader and facilitate some conversations around student housing in our community, and want to continue to be a voice for young people, for millennials, for young professionals on the board. I also know that I speak for all residents in Chapel Hill. Every single council member represents tens of thousands of people who live in our community. But I think as we think about our challenges moving forward and the leadership that we need, the connections I bring both with UNC administrators and UNC student leaders are an asset to the town council's decision making and policy making as we move forward. One of the things I'm really proud of is the work that the council has done over the last 4 years to support a thriving and vibrant downtown environment. I've also been focused on thinking about how we can build a sustainable, strong economy to support our goals as a municipal government. I currently serve as the vice chair of the Orange County Visitor Bureau Board. Tourism actually grew in 2014, had more growth than any other year in modern history in Orange County. And visitor promotion and tourism is a really clean form of economic development. Some of the things that I've been focused on as a council member are around social justice issues in our community. I've worked very closely with the Rogers Road neighborhood and the Rogers Road community to help think about how we provide remediations for the Rogers Road neighborhood. There are many families who've lived in the Rogers Road neighborhood for multiple generations, some for 200 years, and has been bearing the brunt of trash from multiple jurisdictions for decades. At the time that that happened, local government leaders made promises that we would build a community center and install sewer service and water service for that neighborhood. And unfortunately, for decades, that was a broken promise. We partner with the neighbors to have successfully built a community center, which we were able to open in partnership with our friends and partners in county government and at the Carrboro Board of Aldermen last year, and are still continuing to work to implement and put sewer service into that neighborhood. I hope voters in Chapel Hill will support me because they know that I have a history and a record of collaboratively reaching out to all residents of Chapel Hill. Over the last 4 years, I've held over a dozen open office hours in coffee shops and community centers across Chapel Hill to solicit input from our residents in locations that feel comfortable for them. When I hold open office hours, when I hold town hall events, when I go knock on residents' doors to talk to them on their front doorstep, hear people talk about how they're interested in local government, but also that their lives are so busy with jobs and kids and all the other things that make our lives really exciting in Chapel Hill, sometimes makes it difficult to engage in local government. So I've been committed to making transparent decisions, to being an accessible elected official. I can't promise that I will always agree with every resident in Chapel Hill, but what I can guarantee is that I will listen and that I will proactively do the outreach to get all of the feedback that I need in making decisions for our community.